everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. I know it's one of those Tuesday, Thursday kind of episodes, so it's a short show, but still, let's do that weather, huh? Let's do that weather. Too nice not to do a weather dealio. 83 degrees, that's your high today. 60, your low. Let's give you that sunset. That's my thing now. I think the sunset time, that's my thing. Your sunset this beautiful Tuesday evening. 7:25 tonight. Plan accordingly. My name is Hartzell. My apologies for yesterday. Yesterday was a bit of a day. My station, 96.5 The Buzz, KRBZ. We turned a page yesterday. You know, it's not 96.5 The Buzz anymore. It's now, what, alt 96.5, something like that? So yeah, I've got some thoughts. I have a thought or two. And maybe even a surprise. We'll see. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. But first, on the show today, we have Whit Merrifield. That's right, y'all. Royals All-Star second baseman Whit Merrifield joining us on your KC Morning Show. We're talking communities, the collaboration with our friends Charlie Hustle. And Whit is one of those guys where when he talks about giving back to the community, you can tell he means it. He's a genuine kind of guy. And then when we get done, we'll wrap it up with a little buzz thing. You know, let's do that listen longer thing, huh? One last time. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Thanks for kicking it with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hot right now, man. The boys are looking good. Y'all are looking great right now. We're on a bit of a winning streak in the midst of all this craziness. How good does that have to feel, right? Especially as we're, you know, on the home stretch of this thing. That has got to be encouraging.
Yeah, no question. We feel like we have a good team, and we didn't get off to a great start. And unfortunately, it's a condensed season this year with everything going on. You don't really have that time to kind of go through the bumps in the road that a regular 162 game season would have. We're playing really well right now, and we're going to continue to do the best we can for these next, I think it's 12 games, and see what happens at the end.
How's everything going? Now with about 2 weeks left in the season, at some point you're going to take a breath, I assume.
Yeah.
How are you doing, man?
You know, in the grand scheme of things, we're all doing great. You know, we're still baseball players. We're still playing the sport that we love at the highest level. But we're used to going about it a certain way, used to certain things about our job, used to fans. You know, there's a lot of things that come with our job that we've grown accustomed to, and this year is kind of taking that away. But it's not that, you know, I don't want to sit here and complain and say, you know, oh, this year sucks. It's because, you know, we're still getting to play Major League Baseball every day, which is pretty cool. But definitely it's out of the norm. It's been a really long, short season with everything that's happened, just because of the constant really not knowing what tomorrow is going to look like for our profession.
Well, I want to piggyback on that because, you know, I'm thinking just little stuff, something like even showing up to a ballpark early to get extra swings. You know, pre-pandemic, pre-COVID, that was maybe a throwaway. But now as we're doing this whole, you know, new normal or whatever, is there anything like that where you think, man, I kind of miss this? Something that would have been totally inconsequential is now something you kind of miss a little bit.
The biggest change that we've had this year that really makes you appreciate how it was before is almost the opposite of what you just said. We can't get to the field early. We can't really like congregate. Take yesterday, for example. We had yesterday off, but we're flying to Detroit. So we get to Detroit at like 6 o'clock last night. And usually what we would do is we'd get in, we'd get our luggage, and we'd all go out and have a big dinner, you know, just kind of all get together and just spend the night together and just kind of talk about everything going on. We can't do that now. Because we're not allowed to get in big groups, and we're not allowed to go out to eat. So it's things like that that you really miss. We can't play cards on the plane. Our locker room is spread out, so even when we're in the locker room, we can't really hang out and just kind of talk back and forth, talk out, you know, whatever's happening in the game, whatever's happening, just being guys in the locker room. We can't do that. So that's one thing I really miss, and hopefully that can change shortly.
And, you know, that's got to make streaks like what we're on right now even that much more impressive and encouraging. Yeah, like, you know, I'm looking at this core group of guys, and I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Yeah, we are too. We all are. We've known that we've had some talent offensively for the last couple of years that just needed to kind of come into its own. And we have some of those guys starting to come into their own, hopefully moving forward. That's going to be huge for us. The guys that have been in the big leagues for the last couple of years have heard about this group of pitchers that we had coming, but none of us had seen them yet. And so now that they're up here, we're getting to see them on a pretty regular basis. It makes us excited for what the future holds.
To be honest with you, man, I think back to your story, Whit. I think back to 2016. I think about, you know, that moment, or I guess those moments is probably more accurate, of, you know, you putting it together, and now you're an all-star. I got to ask, you know, what does Whit from 5 years ago say to the Whit Merrifield of right now?
What took so long? It was, you know, it was never, I tell people all the time, it was never a doubt in myself that I could get to this point. I always thought I had the talent and the ability mentally to play at the big league level and to do it at a high level. But I just never knew if I'd get the chance. I never knew if other people felt the same about me that I did about myself. So I had a moment in 2016, towards the end of the year, after, you know, 100 games, I think it was my rookie year, where we were playing the Twins, and I got on first base, and Joe Mauer, who's a Hall of Famer, who was playing first base at the time, kind of tapped me on the butt and said, "Hey, man, I really enjoy watching you play. I think you're going to be a really good player." And that was the kind of moment where I was like, wow, you know, other people are noticing that I can play this game. And that gave me a nice confidence boost. And I feel like that carried me into the rest of my career.
Having now gotten a chance to know you, I can feel that community, that means something to you. And you've partnered up with Boulevard Brewing Company and Charlie Hustle, and you've been doing stuff even before that as well. Explain to me a little bit about what that is and why it does mean so much to you.
Well, I've always enjoyed helping other people, and it's we have a small window in our life to be major league players. And when we do, you know, we're fortunate to kind of be on a podium and kind of have a lot of eyes on us. So it's important during this time as a major leaguer to do as much as we can to really help out and give back. And I've met the people over at Ronald McDonald House years ago, and just think they're incredible people. They're doing awesome job over there for families and really, really tough situations that, you know, a lot of us can't even imagine having to go through. So when the opportunity presented itself with Boulevard, who I've been a partner with now for a couple of years, and they're also just incredible people over there. When the opportunity came to partner with Boulevard and Charlie Hustle to do this two-hit wit t-shirt that we've done for a couple of years now and give a lot of those proceeds back to the Ronald McDonald House, you know, it seemed like a no-brainer and a slam dunk. And the last couple of years, Charlie Hustle, obviously having some of the most comfortable, coolest shirts, especially in the Kansas City area. And they've done a great job with the design and with selling them. So we're really excited about it, and, you know, hopefully can continue it for years down the road.
If anybody's got questions, go to charliehustle.com. But yeah, Whit, again, just want to say thank you, man. I don't want to hold you too much longer because, you know, you got a day job you got to get back to. But I guess we'll close it out with this, man. We got about, you know, 2 weeks or so left. What are you most looking forward to? What are we going to see out of you, out of this team? How important is baseball, not just to this moment, but really just to this community?
I think it's huge. I think sports is an enormous thing for a community, especially when communities are going through some stuff like we are now. There's a lot going on in the world, and I think sports is a great way to bring a lot of people together. We had a long conversation a couple weeks ago in our clubhouse, and with a lot of the things going on in the world, you know, our clubhouse is full of people of all different backgrounds from all different areas. You know, we got white, we got black, we got Dominican, we got Cuban, we got Venezuelan, we got people from all over the country. A lot of teams have people, you know, from Asia or wherever. And we all share a locker room, and we all become a family. And no matter what the background, and same with the fan base, you know, you got people from all different walks of life that cheer for the same team and share that bond. And it's just a way to, I think, for people to continue to find ways to love each other. I think that's the most important thing that this world needs right now is a lot of love, and I think sports can help bring that.
Well said, sir. Well said. Whit Merrifield, second baseman, all-star second baseman for your Kansas City Royals. Get that community, the two-hit Whit shirt on sale right now, charliehustle.com. It's an open-door policy on this show, Whit, so anytime, my friend, anytime. The keys are yours, brother.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Charles, let's do this, huh? 96.5 The Buzz has been, I mean, I'll say it. It's been an institution in Kansas City. I was that kid who listened to a Fincher's Big Fat Morning Buzz way, way too soon. And that was all of us. You got a chance to hear something that you just didn't hear in the Midwest. You didn't hear it in Kansas City. An alternative radio station in Kansas City for almost 20 years. That sentence doesn't make sense. And it's only a thing. It was only a thing because of you. Technically, I think I'm still furloughed, but I have no idea really what's going on. And that's okay. Seriously, that is totally okay. So I just want to say thank you, Kansas City. This ain't one of those, you know, dirty laundry kind of deals. No, I'm grateful. We had such a good thing. We had such a blast. You know, I was hospitalized in 2017. I tried to take my own life. And one of the first things I did was I came back and I told my story on the radio. And not only did I have my brothers there, I had my city there. And then, you know, I hear your stories and we realize that through all this, man, we're really not all that different. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got Apple Music. You got Spotify. You've heard that song before we said we broke it. Let's just be honest. Because it's more than that. If it's done right, at least I think, if you do this thing right, it's more than just here's a song, there's a song. So yeah, I made this post yesterday. It's actually a song lyric from the greatest musical of all time, by the way, a chorus line. Suck it, Hamilton. But it went something like this.
Look my eyes dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. And I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for.
That song right there, What I Did for Love, that is not a sad song. Look, my eyes are dry, y'all. We were going to always have to give this back. And I think I can speak for all of us when I say that in spite of all of that, yeah, no, we wouldn't change a thing. I know I wouldn't. In fact, I'm not going to speak for anybody because I told you I had some surprises, yeah?
Hey, it's Snowcone. This has been the craziest year, obviously. You know, I don't need to tell you that. I left the Buzz December of last year after 6 years, but it was easily the best time of my life. I mean, I grew up listening to the Buzz. I grew up listening to Church of Y as well. I still remember segments they did when I was in middle school. That's how much of an impact it had on me. And calling a job was just the greatest dream for me. And, you know, the friends you make and the people you meet and the experiences you have, it was just, I couldn't have asked for a better time in my 20s. Now I got my son, Bomb Pop, and we're doing well. Everything's been great. So I just want to say thank you to everyone whoever listened, who continues to listen, whatever it may be. It's been such a great experience for Kansas City and people across the country. Honestly, it's been such a pleasure of mine. I'm so forever grateful for it. So thank you. Hope everyone's well. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you later.
Hey, everyone. This is Rebecca. I am the voice of the Buzz. I have been for 8 years, took me by surprise as much as it did you, probably. Very sad to see it go. The Buzz has been such a huge part of my life for so long, since my early 20s, right after I got out of college. And honestly, it's been such an amazing opportunity. I've gotten to do things, gotten to meet people, I've gotten to see shows that, you know, I would have probably never been able to if I didn't work for the Buzz. I mean, my life has changed a ton since in the past year, just like everybody else's. I now live in a school bus and I'm traveling around. But I just want to thank everyone who has listened to the Buzz over the years, and for the encouragement and for the mentorship I got. I just wish everybody the best 2020, and let's get this year over with.
Hey, this is Meredith, and you know, 2020 has been serving up life lessons left and right, and I think one of the most important lessons we are keep learning over and over again this year is that it's so important to support each other. And, you know, losing the Buzz brand is a lesson in support, and we can keep supporting the Church of Laszlo. You know, they're still going, and I'm just so grateful to have that opportunity to share my soul with the city for 6 years. It was just an amazing experience. And I think it's stuff like that that brings us all closer. So just look out for one another.
So I'll wrap it up with this to go back to a chorus line. The last words of that song, it reads, "Kiss today goodbye and point me towards tomorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for love." My name's Hartzell. Back in your feeds tomorrow. The buzz has left the building, y'all.
The KC Morning Show.
See ya in the morning. Bye.